a quick review. We had the first shiur we had this week, we discussed the question of diverting communal funds. And the primary question that we encountered is we well understood that for a private individual, once the funds have reached the gabai, they can no longer be diverted, with a singular exception, and that is for which yachid? There's only one yachid who can divert them from that point on, and that is the gabai himself. Jeff, on the basis of whose example?
Rav Yanai,
Yazif Upara, number one. Now, the Balei HaTosfos were even more strict than that. They say, no, it's actually not from the time of reaching the hand of the gabai, but as Jeff noted for us a number of times, there's a parallel between stucca and which institution?
Kachin.
Hekdesh, correct. And therefore, there is an aspect of machshava as well. The only Rubicon that the hand of the gabai represents for the Balei HaTosfos is Jacob. In other words, what do the Balei HaTosfos say? Is that once it reaches the hand of the gabai, which was previously allowed is no longer allowed? If it's really tzedakah beforehand, the only thing that you're allowed to do, Dov, go ahead.
Dvar mitzvah.
Well, he says not even for a dvar mitzvah, only to loan it out.
Yeah.
Right? Because, meaning that you, of course, repay it then back into tzedakah, but it can no longer ever be diverted, even for a dvar mitzvah. Of course, the counterexample to all of this is something which is a communal fund. Based on which Gemara, Sharon? Sharon has been handy with this Gemara the whole week. Baba Basra. Excellent. Baba Basra Dav Ches. Right? Kupa Tamchoy, Tamchoy Kupa. Yecholin Lashanosa Lechol Mishiyurtsa. Three views in the Balei HaTosfos. Dov, just line them up for us in terms of what's allowed and what's not.
Tzarchei Ir. Mitzvah generally, the Russian mitzvah generally.
So the Balei HaTosfos themselves in Erechin take the position that it has to be a Dover Shiva mitzvah. On the other end of the spectrum, Rabbeinu Tam.
Oh, the Re is the one that says only for community.
You have. I just reprinted them. Just take the one in the middle. It's just an updated version. Yeah, go ahead, Dov. Sorry.
Re is
please.
Only for communal purposes,
sorry.
Right? For any. Then Dover Shiva and. I can't remember.
Remember, Rabbeinu Tam says even, right, Davar Shebishos, the Balei HaTosfos says only for Davar Shemitzvah, and the Re drives a wedge, and we weren't sure whether he was explicating his uncle's view or developing a bit of a nuanced view, which is Tzarchei Tzibur.
Right.
Okay, very good. So those are the three views in terms of diverting it. Jeff, bring us up to score on what's going on for private donations to the shul. What did the Gemara have to say? Jew versus non-Jew? What are some of the relevant points there? Go ahead, Jeff.
A non-Jew gives money, then you have to use it for exactly what he said, unless he's moved out of town, has no
good
concern. And second,
even a davar shebe mitzvah?
Even a davar shebe mitzvah, you can't divert it.
And what's the paradigm of davar shebe mitzvah? The ultimate mitzvah?
Peduyin shvuin.
Jeff, clean sweep. Way to go. Okay. You're driving. You're in the red zone. Bring us in.
Redeeming captain.
Peduyin shvuyim. Even for peduyin shvuyim. Very relevant for Jews of Ashkenaz. Jeff, 1st and 10, 17-yard line. Punch it in now. Don't settle for 3.
I think that's a football reference. So
yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And then, but Jews, you can divert it for a Dvar Mitzvah.
Correct. So what's the difference between Jew and non-Jew?
I assume it's the Tikkun Olam concept, that you don't want to have trouble. When
correct.
When we
the concern is that you know, you're going to divert the communal divert a donation given to the community for a non-Jew, you're going to end up with a shul that's burnt down.
It's interesting because there's a lot of inscriptions that are found on ancient synagogues showing the names of non-Jews, and I don't think there's as many for Jews, and I'm wondering if it's partly this concept. In other words, it can't be just that the non-Jews gave all the money.
You know,
it must be more
you know that that's a classic thing. You could see like an academic publishing a paper. Non-Jews donate more to the temple, and it would really be something much more complicated. They just wouldn't know the Gemara. Jeff, very interesting observation. Thanks for that. Now, then yesterday, or Wednesday rather, we discussed a possible example where even the B'nai Ha'ir are not permitted to divert the funds, and that was called, give me the expression of the Gemara, Baba Metzia Ayin Ches. Jacob, what did we have? Dov? Jeff?
I'm trying to remember.
Three words. The new SAT, they're going to have these questions. Baba Metzia Ayin Ches. Migbas Purim Lepurim.
Right.
So Tosfos says, yeah, Purim is different. You can explain why, but that Purim is a sort of a lockbox. Jeff, give us the Tosfos HaRosh. Remember, you made a big deal of this. The Tosfos HaRosh said what?
Well, he was comparing it to Kol Dikvin Yaseh V'Yachol.
Good, right?
That everybody's got to participate in this festival, so you almost have to force poor people to...
Simchas Purim Shiny, right? That there's something quite unique about Simchas Purim, and that it's a lockbox. And then we said... There's this cryptic expression in the Gemara, which we defined in two or three ways. Ein medaktikin bidavar. So one way of looking at it, in the Bavli, and the Tosefta had this as well, was ein medaktikin bidavar meant that...
Just pay as much as you want.
Right, that lokchen es ha'agalim, we called it, you know, Texas style, there you're not counting the coins. Normally, when it comes to communal resources, you want extreme care in terms of the resources. Purim... There's a different orientation altogether. You know, liberal, very liberal usage of the funds. Lokchen es ha'agalim larov, v'shochten osam. Okay? What was the Yerushalmi Dov's definition of ein medaktikin bedavar? Not, you know, the scale, but...
What you can buy with it.
Well, no, we're going to come back to that in a second. That's Reb Meir. Come back to that, but... Excellent, Sharon. Well done. Right, elakomi shaposhet es yado little. You don't scrutinize who the comers are. So that's a halacha on Purim, possibly different the rest of the year. Now, what Jeff took us back to is that maybe there are certain controls which we impose on the aniyim. That would be related to Reb Meir's general shita. Jeff, just give us the general shita, then we'll zero down. Remember what did Reb Meir say?
It's either
Reb Meir bava kama, Reb Meir bava matzia. The various examples we went through.
He wasn't the one with the shoelace. So.
Well, it may emerge from his discussion. But just give me the general clause. Remember with the donkey? The donkey that was rented?
Oh, that you have to be clear about what you're... That's about...
What do we call that? Good. You're on the right track.
Honesty
just
about what you're doing.
Just...
Right. Well, about what your plans are for this.
Dr. Gribitz, right. Hecher.
Forms into
Hecher.
That if you don't do what the
Balabayas
was...
Kol ha-mavir al-das Balabayas gazlin havi.
Or expects.
According to most Rishonim, we don't pask in that way, but one thing that would emerge from that is this discussion that ein ha'ani rashai likach mehen ritzua lesandalo. The poor person doesn't have carte blanche, but that his expenditures are to be regulated by... the community itself. Now, the Gemara deflected that, and the Gemara said, well, maybe Purim is quite different, because adaisa dehachi yahivle, lo adaisa dehachi lo yahivle, that it was given on condition. In other words, as Rashi said, the bailus wasn't transferred itself. Now, this, of course, is going to be very significant lehalacha. If it's a basis of kolamavir al-das balabayas gazon havi, we don't pask in that way, that would mean that the ani could indeed do anything that he wanted. That appears to be the position of the Rambam. If we assume that it's not really on account of Kol HaMavir al-das Balabayas, which everybody agrees we don't paskin like, but the reason the Gemara said Ein Ha'ani Rashai Likach Mehen Ritzula Sandala was because it was a unique Purim issue, and that we really do believe the Gemara when it says that people didn't give it as charity, people gave it so that people could participate in Purim, that means that Lehalacha Ein Ha'ani Rashai Likach Mehen Ritzula Sandala. This Machlokas is not resolved. It's Machlokas Rishonim that stands to this very day. Interesting.
Well, but does correspond to the Ein Medaktikin Bedavar, because you're not focusing on, you're saying...
If you interpret it to mean
right.
That we don't follow up on what he spends it on. One last application here. Remember it said Ein Mishanin Maos Purim. The most extreme version of this was on the back end. Dov, give it to us. What's on the back end that even after, right, let's say there's a surplus from this Purim, we saw some shitos in the Rishonim that...
Save it for next year.
That exactly. That said, that it has to go into a perm fund. It can. It even ex post facto. Now, how is that different? Normally, Jacob, what's our principle when it comes to hekdesh or meila? Give us the general principle. Why is that such an outlier?
You can transfer it to something else.
Ein lecha davar shenaaseis mitzvaso umo olinbo. The prohibition of meila is lifted when the telos of that particular object or fund has been fulfilled. It's clearly raised for this Purim. But we're saying, even here, there are certain restrictions. It's a remarkable thing. But again, it becomes, you only appreciate the uniqueness of Purim in this regard once you've delved into the general restrictions on communal expenditure. Okay? So with that background, let's now take a look at the Ramban. Jacob, you want to do the honors for us? The Ramban is our first source today. We have, to get through today, we have basically the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ravid, through, I'd like to get through the tour. Okay? We're going to start, it's page 8 on the bottom because it's just a continuation. Okay?
Okay.
You have it, Chidushei Ramban, Masechet Bava Metzia. Jeff, you have it online? We also have a hard copy if you need.
It's the Hatzedaka or is it the next?
Chidushei Ramban, Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Chesem Ed Beis, page 8.
Are you on the Google Docs?
Yes.
It's page 5.
Okay. You want to give him a hard copy?
It's here.
Jeff?
My thing doesn't have pages.
Jeff, we're going to put you on a hard copy.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Haditnan Mikvas Purim Lepurim. I'm sorry, were you going to go?
Jacob? We like to say Zerizin Matim in the Mitzvahs.
No. Please, Jacob, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
We'll get you for the next one.
Yeah, please.
Haditnan Mikvas Purim Lepurim. One, Mosar Mikvas Purim Kamar. Shim Hosiru Yehel Purim Haba. So, if there's any remainder, and there's a note, then you leave it for the next book.
So the Ramban says it like it's an obvious thing, but this is a massive chiddush. The book has rightly been titled Chidushei HaRamban. Get your money's worth.
Yesh Lepur, Shkoma Shigavu B'yom Purim, Afopi Shigavu Stam, Yehei Lesudas Purim.
Second massive chiddush.
So the collection is for the Seudas Purim. I guess not for Matanos
Labyonim. Well, but I mean, the Matanos Labyonim is part of the broader rubric. So that means that basically, what should the Ani be spending this on?
The Seudas
Purim.
Now, you could say that doesn't sound like a big deal to you. I assure you, it is a big deal.
Okay.
By the way, let's just take it one more step. Anybody who gives to a shul, Matanos Avyonim, has a right then to insist that the shul only spend it on Aniyim for Purim and not to keep any leftovers.
But a lot of shuls, most shuls are very careful about that, and they actually ask for two different...
Correct. You have to be very careful when it comes to... Now, by the way, that's not the case when it comes to, as we've spoken about, general donations or even donations that were a specific purpose, and then there's some leftover funds, okay? It's very important. Matanos Avyonim, according to this approach in the Ramban, right, has a very specific function. Okay?
Uktone Labatasefta Umidbas Ha'is. 3. Uktone Labatasefta Umidbas Ha'ir La'osa.
Yeah, by the way, I'm the one who put the numbers in just for the purposes of organizing conceptually. He didn't write the numbers.
Okay. Well, I'll bet it was your chidushim in the chidushim.
Largely unrecognized. wallowing in neglect, yes.
Okay. Tani Elibus is after Umigmas ha'ir la'osa ir, Dr. Kim Bedover. Loma anize roi, but anize enroi, ela nos nikol lachol kadeshi yu hakol semechen imonu, ben roi, ben shen roi.
Tiyime, mishte, sim chokziv.
ומשלח מונס נמקסי וכן בלסלסי וירושלמי פרק כמה לבגילה אין מדקתיקים במוריס פורם אלא כל הפושט יורי ליטל נויסנא וכן מנהג בכל ישראל. So this is what I was asking about last week,
which is why Jacob is reading it today.
Right, ואפילו ליטל לגורים. I mean, obviously they're not the purpose of their they're not going to be making a Seudas Purim.
Right,
many of them will be.
Yeah, Jeff has had this very unusual experience with the non-Jews that he knows. Here's the only question. Well, after the Ramban, I'll have a question for Dov and Sharon about this. But yeah, okay. So he says the non-Jews as well.
The hoyel the aim of Dr. Kibedavu nosen lekol im einu nosen legon yesh b'hem mishum eva utan mefarnesin ani agoyim and ani Yisrael.
So sometimes the Ramban is misinterpreted to mean there's a chiyuv to give to non-Jews. All he's saying is that if it's generally known, let's say you live, it's not really, New York is a different thing.
Right.
Right, and it's a situation where you think it's going to be problems. In other words, let's say where Jacob grew up, go back to Toronto, in a smaller type town, it's not New York, and people start hearing that the Jews are only going to give the Jews, you're going to have issues, okay? So that's, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, you have the same chi of matanos avyonim, but the Ramban is saying, you know, the general principle of dar chi shalom. Okay, yeah, and a four?
The efshes shebechalal ein medaktiken, shebechalal ein medaktiken, yesh gam ken she'en omen bekach dailam, el lochim es ha'gon l'rov k'mo sheperish rashi zal. In other words, I guess you don't use this thing about emavazmus and yosim mechomesh.
Right, exactly. That in Purim, you know, there's liberal usage of funding. Right, you're trying to empty the coffers. So again, anything that is left over, point one in the Ramban is for Purim Haba. Number two, that the money should really be spent on Purim itself, Migbas Purim LePurim, first Udas Purim. Number three is the Ramban's, you know, general chiddush that Ein Medaktik and Medavar, he feels very strongly we should follow the Yerushalmi. Right, that we just, you know, kol poshet yado, and we're not medaktik, this one deserves, this one doesn't deserve, it's a din and simcha, and it would even extend so far as non-Jews, right? Again, darchei shalom, kol misha poshet is yado, we don't need to try to cause problems. And then four, we're trying to spend liberally. The point is to empty the coffers, and again, if anything is left over, then for the Ramban, they go to the next year Purim fund, but it's not like you're trying to save for next Purim. So, you know, Jeff has been talking a lot about this concept of the non-Jewish Suda. I wanted to ask John. Is John a part of a Suda program?
John will be playing in the national championships of Suda.
Okay.
No.
John.
You're welcome. Actually, that's us.
Okay, so, okay, but he's not somebody that just regularly has a Purim Suda.
No, he is not.
He has a Seder.
Okay. Okay, because I was very intrigued by what Jeff was telling me. I'd never heard about that.
What?
Jeff was saying that in his circles, the non-Jews even practice the Purim Suda.
Really? Well, I didn't go quite that far. Just that I have been asked by people to give them money, knowing that they knew that I had to give them money. That
it's day. Very unusual.
Right. So I think, like, if you look in Ariel Savar's book about the Jews in Kurdistan, and he grew up in this very, his father grew up in this very small place. It was customary for Jews and non-Jews to be invited. Okay. Everybody was included.
Interesting.
I read that book. The guy's in L.A. now.
Yeah,
his father was a professor.
He is a professor. He's like the most famous Aramaic professor.
Yeah, it's an amazing
interesting.
Book. Great
it's
book.
Amazing
what's,
book.
What's the book called?
My Father's Paradise.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Very poignant.
Okay, I would like to look at that. So he said that the Minhag and Purim was everybody had it together.
I'm pretty sure.
Very
there
interesting.
Were times of the year where everybody was
in Kazakhstan, Kurdistan, rather. Excuse me.
They felt that they were the, you know, the 10 lost tribes.
Yeah, they're the original. Like their Aramaic is so pure.
Okay.
It's really
right part of the world. All right, Jeff, you laid claims to the Ritva. Go for it.
Okay.
You're back on the. I see you're back on the electronic. Rabbeinu Yom Tov ben Avram.
Ben Avram.
Okay.
Hilchok ben Ma.
Grand Talmud of the Ramban, direct Talmud of the Ra.
Hilchok ben Ma she'amru b'tosefta, uben Ma she'amru b'Yerushalmi, hakol emes v'yitziv v'harei hu b'klal lashon ein medaktik in b'davar.
So the Ritva comes two generations after the Ramban and puts it into halacha, and he says, yeah, we have one phrase, ein medaktik in bedavar, but it's got different meanings. Number one, right, like the Tosefta says, we're not medaktik, does this guy deserve, does he not, right, just, sorry, that's really more in the line that you're talking about. Then we get to Tosefta, that, you know, how much does this guy really need, you know, he could get by with 50 bucks, you just, lochenes ha'galim laro v'shochten osam, is a much more expansive approach, and we don't try to figure out, does he deserve, does he not deserve. Then the Yerushalmi again, kol misha poshet es yado, litol, it's not like we say, look, you know, we already gave, we already fulfilled our obligation, but both what the Yerushalmi says in terms of mass inclusiveness, what the Tosefta says in terms of the scale, the Ritva thinks they're both lehalacha. Okay, now let's take a look at the Ravid. Okay, Jeff, you got one more in you?
Ve'ein medaktiken bedavar. Kolomar, ein medaktiken acharav, im yasekein, im lo ela shel melamdim oso shelo yikach bahem. Chiluk, ela, chaluk.
That means he shouldn't buy clothing, right?
Correct.
Right. Oh,
unless it's for his Purim masquerade.
Ela shikiyim, I guess shikers, right?
Sheyikayim.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Bahem Simchas Purim.
Again, so the Ravid has a third sheet, and in Medaktikin Bedavar is we don't cross check whether what he spent the money on. We just tell him lechatchila, this is what you should do with it, Simchas Purim. If the guy then went and he went to what's the place called Neiman Marcus and spent it on new shoes, so we're not checking. We're not doing a tzitzis check for that. Maybe you went to Neiman Marcus and bought a pair of tzitzis. Did you buy that there?
Very likely. Yeah, no, I'm sure they have that in there.
Okay.
Foundation section.
What?
It's an old-fashioned department store term for lingerie.
Okay.
Underwear, right?
I didn't know what that was, but okay. Very good.
It was very old-fashioned.
Okay, very good. That's to get a cultural education in this chabura. Okay, Jacob, you want to take us back to the ritzvah?
Okay. All right. Four. The Dilma Shine Hosam Dadaiti the Purim Yavulai.
Right.
I'm not. What are they?
Remember that was the line in the Gemara Baba Metziah where we said even if you don't hold like Reb Meir Kolam Over Al Das Balabayis Gazlan Havi, is that maybe in Purim, right? The Ani really can only spend the money on Tzudas Purim because that was what it was given for, right? It wasn't a total transfer of Bailos. It was just sort of like given Al Tanai.
Perish the Hossam came on the Mrs. Hayomdi, Kapita Rabba Ika, that there is, people are very scrupulous.
Good.
Menosim, She'enam, Rotsim, Lashanozo.
So they don't want to change. Menosim,
Beferish, Almanas, She'en, Yishnu, Osam, Anim, Edvarim, Achayim, Loya, and Nisunim.
So, right.
They're making it very clear and conditional on using these funds for Purim.
Good.
And that's what, that's kind of...
So it's all al tznai, so that if you use it for something else, it wasn't yours to begin with.
Mash embi mishna sena, dekeva deleko shinu hashta...
Mihar lebeka, the mountain to the valley.
I don't know what Mahar lebeka means.
Well, remember the terms of the agreement. Remember the guy, the donkey, to rent up the mountain. Yeah. Good. Okay, so the Ritva is just noting, he's explaining the lumdus behind, how could it be a dais at the Purim Yavle, lo a dais at the Purim lo Yavule, and he's explaining that it's not really a transfer by list, anything much along the lines of Rashi. Okay, so Dov, why don't you take us through the Rambam and the Hagos Maimonios?
Okay.
So now let's see how the Rambam learns it, what the Rambam keeps, what the Rambam drops. Okay, make a diok.
Right.
Chayev.
Okay, certainly the Rambam thinks everybody agrees.
No, but also, I think it's going to explain in a minute, but he says, you have to do, one, it's on Yom Purim, and also...
Good, Dov. What else does the Rambam assume has to be Biyom HaPurim? Based on the Gemara that we saw?
It's Uda.
Nicely done, Dr. Gribitz. Amarava, right? That you're not going to be Yotze, but Yom Purim, that's why it's Arminag. We're very careful to distribute Matanos of Yonim that day.
In pachos mishnei aniyim nosin lechol achad matana achad o maos o minei tavshil o minei tavshil o minei ochlin.
Okay, so what he gives three examples of what the matana can be. Maos tavshil ochlin.
Right, so but he says it has to be at least to two people and at least one thing.
Right, meaning matana for each person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Right.
How does the Rambam interpret that? What does Ein Medaktikin mean? We've seen various interpretations. The Tosefta, the Yerushalmi, we just saw the Ravid's interpretation. So which one does the Rambam opt for? So decidedly, what does the Rambam quote? The Yerushalmi. That, right, we're not checking, is this person Rai or not? Right, that was the Ramban's preferred interpretation as well. He seems to drop for now the Tosefta about the scale. Lokhin esagam rov. And then he says, right, which seems to be a din in the community. He doesn't seem to restrict the aniyim themselves. Okay, good. Now that goes my munios. Okay. Just these three lines.
Okay, Garcinan beperak, Garcinan beperak. Hamakabel Maos Purim Lepurim.
Perek Hamakabel.
Oh, Perek Hamakabel. Okay. Maos Purim Lepurim. The Ein Haani Rishai Liknos Behen Ritzul Asaka. Elim Kain.
Hisne Bemamad.
Anche Ha'ir.
So Divir Reb Meir.
So Divir Reb Meir Shamar Vishum.
Rabbi Akiva.
Rashbag Mekel.
Good. So, Jacob, in our Gemara, which we read on Wednesday, we had Reb Meir quoted in the name of whom? Not Reb Akiva, but Reb Yaakov. Now, here is a massive difference in halacha, because we always paskin halacha Reb Akiva mechaber. So, Jeff, you follow? If the girsa is Reb Meir quoting his Rebbe, Reb Akiva, that means we have to paskin that way.
Right.
And that would control what? What the ani could spend the money on. Even though we're normally mekel, in such a case, we would be machmer. So, Lagos Maimonios paskins against the Rambam. And he says, no, the ani is restricted in terms of what he can spend on. Because remember, the Rambam dropped that. Mm-hmm. The Rambam never said, ein ani rasha li kach man ritzula santalo.
Right.
So the Lechem Mishnah, I didn't print it here, but it's what I said before. The Lechem Mishnah says, yeah, you have the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rash, who all omit this din of ein ani rasha li kach man ritzula santalo. The Agos Maimonios, on the other hand, does seem to think that that's the case. Now, what's that all about? A lot of it has to do with the Girsa. Okay? That since the Hagos Maimonios thought it was a din of Rabbi Akiva, halachik Rabbi Akiva mechaveru. The other point to be made here is that, again, do you assume that this is part of a general discussion of kola over al das balabayis gazlan havi? In which case, right, we're not going, you know, since we don't paskin like that statement of Reb Meir, we're not going to control the ani. Or do we assume that this specific area isn't a product of Kol Over Al Das Balabayis Gazlan Havi, but is a product of Adais Adepurim Yahuvule, what Jacob read, Lo Adais Adepurim Lo Yahuvule, right? And therefore, right, that there was never really bilus that was transferred to the purposes of spending this money. So we seem to have a clear lineup. What's, by the way, what's the in terms of halachic methodology, Jacob, when you have the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush lined up the way that they are now, what's the usual outcome of that? Who says explicitly in the Hakdamah of his work that those are the three amudim on which he bases his hora'ah? He wants to find majority, a rove of these three?
I think the Schopenhauer.
Jeff, well done. Get that man a Nat Sherman cigar. Okay? So, that's very important, because here you seem to have unanimity. That should open and shut the case. Though you have this little thorn, little thistle in your side that goes to Maimonios representing the Baliatosos, who aren't too sure. Keep that in mind.
So I'm just curious.
Jeff, go ahead.
The makelness of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is that you can use it for your sandals?
Yeah, the Andi can do whatever he wants with it. Carte blanche. Okay? Jeff, take us through the tour now. You have the tour next?
The Or HaChaim then?
Okay. Tour Or HaChaim, Hilchos Megillah. Now watch what happens.
Mao Shegab. Gaben?
Gavan, they collected. Lechalek le'aniyim b'purim.
That was collected for Purim. Ein reshai l'shnozam tzedakah charis.
Everybody agrees to that. Ein meshain mos Purim. The Rambam has that, right? Migbas Purim, the Purim, the Gemara. Here.
Ve'ein ha'ani rashai l'hatsiyan
Davar acher.
Ela besudas Purim.
Wait a minute. What just happened? What just happened? The tour ruled against his father, dropped the Rambam and dropped the Rif.
Right.
On the basis of whom? Yeah.
Because he can't.
Halacha is not an exact sense. Is, you know, not an exact science, ladies and gentlemen. That you can sometimes. Sometimes the sugya will take a surprising direction. Jeff, you see what just happened? You read it for us.
Yeah.
The Hagos Maimonios, you would think, is little afterthought in the sugya.
He's saying you can't.
He's saying, and think about the practical implications of this. Think about that.
Well, it's complicated. It's hard to give money to people and force them to do what
you. Well, that's for sure, and that's what the Ravid said. Even though we tell them up front what to spend it on, we're not going to aim. That's the Ravid's aim. But Jacob, do you appreciate this? This is a very rare case in halacha, where when you're paying attention, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush go in one direction, and the Tur, right, turns, fakes right, goes left, and it's what? It's a Hagos Maimonios in the end. Maybe Rabbeinu Yerucham also. But that's why you have to keep your finger on the pulse. This is what halacha is all about, to keep your finger on the pulse of the sugya. And watch, try to keep the sugya under control in front of you, and just watch how it's developing. And this is a shocking tour. The tour becomes a Rubicon here, okay? Because once the tour said it, the tour is often a very strong point of control, because the tour Again, what's the unique background of the Torah? Jacob, just give us a little bit on the Torah here.
So he was the son of the Rosh.
He's the son of the Rosh. And why is that important in terms of halacha? Very, very significant. Two reasons that's very significant.
Since he synthesized all the Ashkenaz, the view is of Ashkenaz.
Right.
And he was also the Shulchan Aruch uses him.
Correct.
Well, because he represents none of the controversy around either side.
Yeah, okay. So this is very, very important. The Bali Tosos is obviously the 12th and the 13th century primarily. And the very end of the period of the Bali Tosos was dominated by which towering figure? Well, that's the very beginning, was dominated by Rabbeinu Tam. He's the first, 11 to 1171.
The Rif?
Well, the Rif was in North Africa.
The Rosh.
Well, not really. I mean,
the
Maharam Rutenberg. The Maharam Rutenberg dominated the end of the period of the Bali Tosos, okay? Until he was jailed, and he dies in jail in the famous case where he doesn't allow himself to be redeemed by the community. Self-sacrifice, Mesiras Nefesh. His three Talmidim codified his traditions. And his three great Talmidim are the Mordechai, who was killed in the Rindfleisch massacres, the Hagos Maimunios, who was also killed in the Rindfleisch massacres, 1298, both of them died, and the Rosh, Rindfleisch. It's a pogrom.
Which one? What's it called?
Rindfleisch massacres, 1298. The Rosh runs away, goes to Spain, takes the whole tradition of the Maharam Rutenberg and the 200 years of Tosvos that he had instantiated with him. The Rosh is set up by the Rashba. Rashba is in Barcelona. The Rosh gets set up in Toledo. And it is his son, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Asher, who is synthesizing it all. Chachmei Sfarad. At that point, you had the Ramban, 1194 to 1270. His two great Talmidim, the Ra'ah and the Rashba. All of it is coming together. The tour, ingeniously, organizes everything according to what we come to know as the Dalad Chelke Shulchan Aruch, but really the Shulchan Aruch did nothing original there, just borrowed the tour's design. So the tour, for two reasons, both organizationally and historically, is this incredible pressure point in the Masorah. So for the tour to turn this way in such a unique fashion, right, becomes incredibly significant for the development of this sukkah. That's two. Now, the third point in the tour, go ahead, Jeff. Ein medaktik in bohen.
And ella kol mishiposhet yado litol noslim lo echad Yisrael ve'echad
oved yilulim. What did he pick up there? The tour picked up whose view? That's not an Ashkenaz view. That's a Ramban. That's a Sfarad view. Okay? Now, what I'm just going to skip ahead. We're going to finish with this today. Okay, just skip ahead because I just want to be able to address that point directly. This is not an R version of Hagos Maimunios, but just if you take a look at the next page, Hagos Maimunios. This is quoted in the Beis Yosef, a wonderful view of Rashi, not recorded in the Gemara. Okay, but this astonishing Rashi, which is based on his interaction with his Talmidim. By the way, who's the most famous Talmud that we have, direct Talmud of Rashi? Not a grandchild like the Bali Tosos, but direct Talmud that we have of Rashi? Dov?
Not the Rashi.
You've mentioned this to me. You've seen this?
Not the Rashbam.
Well, the Rashbam, I'm saying, is grandson Talmud, but somebody who was not a family member, with a rare Talmud of Rashi, not a family member.
So it's not the Rabbeinu.
The author of the Machzor Vitri. Very important in terms of development of the Siddur. The early Sidurim that we know, the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon, the Sadia Gon, and the Machzor Vitri. The Rav basically wouldn't say anything that wasn't found in the Rambam Tilchos Tefillah, Nusach HaTefillah, or in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon, and the Machzor Vitri. The Rav simply wouldn't say it. Example being, anybody here say Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu before Mincha? It's in the Siddur. Instead of before Hashem Svasai Tipta. The Rav wouldn't say it. Not in the Rambam, it's on the Machzor Vitri. So here we have a similar thing where a Talmud came to Rashi to ask this question. Hagos Maimunios Kasvu Shekasa Talmud. In the Beis Yosef.
11.
Hagos Maimunios Kasvu Shekasa Talmud Echad Lifnei Rashi. Quoted in the Dov, you see that abbreviation, Machzor Vitri.
Mm-hmm.
Reshit Aleph. Ra'isi b'nei Adam shenohagim l'chalek matanos bepurim la'avadim lishvachos goyim om dimibate Yisrael. The astim is this mutter. V'hadaver hukshe b'enei Rebbe. And the Talmud was saying that when the Shaila came in to Rashi, he was upset. Lifi shenemar matanos avyonim v'zehanosein pruta la'eved. Giving a non-Jew, even if he works in the home of a Jew, is one gozel la'aniyim. That money belongs to aniyim, it's gezel. Outright. Two, mare ba'atzmo, even worse, it's a maris ayin issue. Ke'ilu mekayim matanos ha'namarim be'avyone Yisrael. What's the danger?
I think that this was mekayim the mitzvah.
Correct. Because of Rebbe, Shetov mimenu, and on account of the second reason, this is a literal halachic position, it's not hyperbole, but because of the Maris Ayin issue of giving to the non-Jew, Shetov mimenu lezarkan liyam, shemarish amatonas hayom af legayim, that it would be much better to take the money, if you're going to be gozel laniyim anyway, much better to take the money and to throw it into the Rhine. Well, as we say, in... As we say, a reis gevarfen dem geld.
But it's more than that. It's a specific Hekdesh position.
It's obviously based on the Yam HaMolicha and HaNav Yam HaMelech. But what he's saying is because of the Maris Ayin issue, right, since the Aniyim aren't benefiting anyway, right, you'd actually do better halachically to throw him into the sea.
I thought he was saying...
No, this isn't... This isn't.
Rises to the level where you have to...
No, he's not saying that. He's just saying that if you're going to not give him to Aniyim, you might as well throw him into the Rhine. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Dov.
Is this because he's concerned that there's not going to be enough for the Aniyim?
Because he's wasting his money, basically.
But if he's got plenty.
Limited resources.
So it's assuming limited
resources. Goes Elanium.
It's assuming limited resources.
True to a certain extent, but I think Rashi's position is that even if it weren't limited and you had, right...
You'd still have the
Maris. You'd still give it
on Purim.
You'd still have the Maris Ayin.
Correct. So, it's very important. So then anyway, Lehalach of the Beis Yosef says, quoting the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, was one of the Baal Etosos, Dibir Shalo Hurgalu Bekach, Osir Lahagir Lanav, Vibir Shalo Hurgalu Bekach, Ein Levatel Hadavar, Mishum Darche Shalom. Okay, in other words, the point is that let's say the non-Jews in a particular place have been regulated, then one year they don't get. What are we concerned about? The pogrom. So, Rabbeinu Epsher Shebemakom Shenagu Kamar B'davko Bir Chadash Hem Tzrichim Likno Kachim De Darach Hashem. So he tries to scale back Rashi. Obviously, Rashi was a violent opponent of all of it. Okay, so that's a very important addendum to this. So you have a frontal machlokas between the Ramban, the Tur in the Ramban's wake. But here again, the Tur turned his back on the tradition of Ashkenaz. As passed down through Rashi.
Which position? The position that you can't give to none?
The Rashi says it's better to throw it into the sea.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Jacob, what's the minhag in Toronto?
I think you give it to everybody.
You give it to the people outside the shul, whoever they may be.
Yeah.
Right. Kol mi sheposhet es yado litol in the Ramban's iteration.
But that's different than the organized matanos levyonim. I mean, there is a difference between people will be very careful about making sure they've given to, it always seems to me, poor Jews. It's different than people are putting their hands out when you're walking by.
Also, the poshet yado, mi sheposhet yado, that's, you could also view that as that's only on the communal collection. Right, in other words, people fulfill their mitzvah when they give it to the community plate. And then the community plate has to give it to everyone who asks. But why is it clear that each individual has to give to everybody who asks?
It's not clear. Not everybody agrees to it, but the Gemara says, Ein midaktikin badavar. The Yerushalmi had its version of that, the Tosefta had its version of that, the Bavli had its version of that. I wouldn't say it's far from clear. But a lot of the Rishonim were moved by the Yerushalmi, including the Rambam,
for
that matter.
But even the Yerushalmi, saying, who does that apply to? Is it to the individual, or could that be only to the, you know, the Gabbai who's in charge of giving it out?
Well, again, Kol Mi Sheposhet Es Yado Litol means it that matters very little who the donor is. It says if the idea is to give to anybody who puts it out first, so that means you, that means me, that means the community.
But the obligation to give to the poor is on you as an individual. The fact that we utilize a Gabbai or a rabbi or anybody to distribute that for us is not relieve us of the obligation.
You have to
possibly with other mitzvahs.
Do you have to go home and get more money? You have to go to the bank to make a withdrawal.
Good question.
Or is it sufficient that you've given what you've got to give and then to whoever asks, then you're done?
Good question. Yeah, Jeff, you want to answer on the basis of the Rambam that you read last time? What did the Rambam say?
What's the question?
Dope, you want to just repeat the question?
Is the requirement, if you hold it, you have to give it to whoever extends their hand. Is the requirement that mean you need to go home and get more money if you don't have any? Or do you need to go to the bank? Or in other words, is the demand unlimited?
I think the demand is that it's just the general attitude that you have to have, that you have to be expansive. I mean, if you don't have the money, then obviously with you or whatever, you can't, you know, you can't.
Yeah, but isn't it quantified? I forget if it's the Rambam or quantified. It is the amount to give two people the ability to have the Suda's Purim, right? You have to give at least that much.
Right, but
that's different than the putting your hand
up. Well, the Rambam actually says, two people. Two on each.
Well, of Yonim, because that's the Gemara. That's basically the Gemara Dab Zion that we saw. Yeah, Sharon, go ahead.
Like, first of all, you're not supposed to bankrupt yourself. Like, you shouldn't borrow money. And aniyim are also required to give, right? So it's not...
Well, remember we said that's a machlokas. We're going to come to that next week. Is that aniyim in tzedakah in general may have an annual obligation, but matanos avyonim, there are those, the Bach, Yol Circus, Krakow, 1600s, who wanted to say that they actually have a din of matanos avyonim, that they have to borrow to give.
Okay, but...
Not everybody agrees to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was just going to say, I think there is a difference. I mean, the putting your hand out is a poetic way of saying you have to give when people ask you. But that's not, that doesn't, by if I give $2 to people outside the front of the shul as I'm passing by because I'm following that klal, doesn't relieve me of my obligation to make sure that I've made sure that two Jews can have a Purim Suda.
Well, remember, but not everybody agrees that it's two Jews having a Purim Suda. The Ritva says it's Shava Pruta. That would be sufficient. That would be your Kiyum and Matano Savyonim. Frankly, the Rambam doesn't say that either. The Rambam just says that here are the acceptable Matanos. Mm-hmm. And he says...
It seems like
right, Om Ba'os, Om Minei Tavshil, Om Minei Ochlin. Doesn't say that it has to be sufficient for...
Right.
Yeah. Jacob.
As an aside question, everyone seems to agree that the money that's collected for Purim has to stay for Purim.
Migbas Purim lePurim ve'ain Mishanin.
Right. So is there ever the circumstance where people say that, you know, they make a condition if it's not spent for Purim, it could be spent for other things? This seems kind of like a waste. If, you know, people are collecting a lot of money to kind of have it... segregated for another.
But that's the whole discussion that we showed him that we saw, that you know, it could very well be that it was only given Al Tanai that it would be spent for Purim.
Right.
And the question is the Ani Rashai or not Rashai, Likach Me'an Ritzula Sandalo? And the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rash were permissive. That goes Maimonios were Machmir.
Right.
On this basis of Halach Rabbi Akiva Mechavero, shockingly, the tour went in the Machmir direction. What we're going to have to do next week is penetrate down to the level of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the subsequent poskim.
Yeah, so what do we do today?
Well, that's why we're going to have to see next week.
So does anybody say that you can allocate it for painting where there's no interrelation?
You can do what?
Take whatever is left over and use it for Malach
painting. Who, the Ani or the community?
The community.
Very good question. That's a machlokas rishonim that we're seeing. Remember, the Ramban said that it would probably have to go to next year's Purim,
right?
And not so much for Maos Chitim, but we're going to see permissive use in the rishonim, right? That even though the Rambam again said in Mishanin, which seems like even after the fact, so the Rambam and the Ramban would appear to be machmir, though I don't think that those are the only positions to register here for the communal funds. Remember, the Bali Atoso said that whereas the community has the rights to change any communal fund for any Dvar Mitzvah in general, and even for Davar Shebrishus, Purim shiny. And the Rosh said because Simchas Purim is just, you know, unique. And that's why it just has to be done with, you know, tremendous care. Okay, any questions about the Shitos that we saw today? Starting with the Ramban, very landmark Ramban. Okay. One thing I just wanted to mention, we spoke about it very quickly last night, but this we're not going to discuss next week, as not everybody was at Mincha Maariv last night, is that everybody should take great care that whatever your minhag is of drinking on Purim, based on the Gemara and Daf Zayin, nobody should be getting out of control drunk. The Orchos Chaim, Chachmei Provence, Rabbeinu Avram ben Yaakov HaKohen, says, Shichrus Isser Gamor, Ve'en Lecha Aveira Gedola Mizo. So whether your minhag is like the Orchos Chaim to drink a little bit more than usual, but like the Rambam says, Yiradim B'Shichruso, just to nod off, or your minhag is like Rabbeinu Ephraim to go totally dry. We've had a lot of problems over the years, so I always feel it's like a responsibility to mention it with enough time for people to assimilate the information that, forget about kids, people say it's only an issue with kids, it's not only an issue with kids, adults as well, to be responsible on Purim, to make a Kiddush Hashem on Purim, and not to use Purim as an excuse to engage in dangerous and asocial behaviors. Mm-hmm.